Welcome to the Darden Business Cast, the 10-minute weekly podcast that features the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business. Thanks for listening. I'm Ken White. Today's podcast was posted on September 25th, 2009. We're devoting today's podcast to next semester's Global Business Experiences, the GBEs. During spring break in March, Darden students and alumni will have the opportunity to study abroad and learn firsthand about conducting business in select countries. One of those countries scheduled for a one-week GBE is Mexico. The APADE School of Business in Mexico City is the host for that particular GBE. APADE's Director of International Affairs, Beatrice Guzman, visited Darden this week to discuss the Mexico GBE. Here's our conversation with APADE's Beatrice Guzman.
Tell us your role at the school, what you do.
My role at APADE, it's quite simple. I have to promote international interaction among our Mexican MBA students or other participants of the school with other schools in the world or other programs in the world.
Great.
So basically it's promoting international experiences.
Now, we're recording on Monday today. Now, you just this afternoon gave a discussion and a presentation about the school and about the experience. When did you get here?
I got here yesterday afternoon. I drove, I just visited another business school, which is a partner school in North Carolina.
Oh, great.
So this is my second school, and I'm very happy to be here.
Yeah. Well, and one of the reasons you're here is we have the GBE program.
Right.
And to visit APADE is one of the experiences that is available to our students. And there were a number of students there today listening to you. Before we talk about that, let's talk about the school. What's it about? Where is it? How big and so forth?
Okay. It's a young school. It's a 40 years school.
Yeah.
It started with a group of prominent businessmen and the help of Harvard Business School and ESA Business School, and that's how it got started.
Mm-hmm.
We're very strong on higher education programs,
mm-hmm.
but we do have a small MBA. It's the smallest program that we have. It's a full-time MBA, a traditional full-time 22 months MBA
right.
program. Our students go there for 5 days a week, all day long. It's case method based,
mm-hmm.
and that's where we promote most of our partner schools and exchanges and international experiences.
Now, Professor Peter Rodriguez introduced you today, and he said the two schools are so similar. I don't know if our listeners caught this. You said 40 years ago, a number of businessmen in that area decided on a business school. You thought Harvard was the place to talk to. That is
right.
exactly what happened at the Darden School of Business 50-some
yeah.
years ago.
Yes.
There were regional businessmen who said, let's make a Harvard of the South. So our stories are so very interesting. Now, your MBA program enrollment is a little small, right?
It is smaller than Darden.
Mm-hmm.
We have one class of 80 mm-hmm. students per year. So our total enrollment would be 120 or 140. Depends
uh-huh.
on the year, and it depends on how many students stick in the program.
Sure. Where are there most of them from Mexico?
They're most from Mexico, but not Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
The main campus is in Mexico City. We have other campuses all over the country, but the full-time MBA only runs in Mexico City. And there's students from, I would say 20% of them are from Mexico City.
Mm-hmm.
Then probably 40% are from all over the country. And we have the rest from abroad.
Great.
We have a small percentage of students from abroad, but most of them from Latin America. We have some North American students and European students. We don't have many because our first year it's in Spanish and second year it's in English.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes language is a restriction,
sure.
but it's fun. We have variety there.
Now the GBE, the Darden experience down there, that is taught in English. Can you tell us a little bit about that week? It sounded
yes.
very interesting. I thought with a nice mix of classroom and social and cultural and so forth.
That is right. We started this 17 years ago with Darden.
Wow.
It used to be only for Darden students, and it was designed. John Megibo participated a lot in the design of this program.
Oh, great.
It started just been an academic week. And along the years, we have been trying to really get a good mix of the real stuff, which is the businesses, mm-hmm. and the academic part, which is IPADE's expertise, mm-hmm. and the social and intercultural activities. So basically what we have is 5 academic sessions. These academic sessions are given by IPADE professors. Mm-hmm. 2 of them are case-based, and the other ones are conferences, because you can't really, you know, have a case on the economic environment of Mexico, it's a conference.
Sure.
Then we have 5 businessmen from different industries, Mexican industries, visit IPADE and share their experience. We have 3 company visits, so we go to 3 different companies, mm-hmm. and they see how the company functions. Mm-hmm. We have 2 cultural experiences. We have a guided tour of the Anthropology Museum, and we have a visit to the pyramids.
Wow.
And we have a food fest where they get to try all type of Mexican food. Mm-hmm. And then our students treat on the social part all visitors. They take them either to soccer game in the Estadio Azteca, which is very popular.
Yes.
They take them out dancing. They go to salsa lessons. They go to Las Luchas, which is very interesting. It's like a wrestling, a Mexican mm-hmm. wrestling.
Right, yeah, sure.
So they do have a lot of activities together, and they
Great.
Get to interact a lot. For our students, it's a mandatory course.
Oh.
So, and one of the ways we grade them is how good hosts they are. So
Wonderful.
They do a very good effort on hosting all our visitors and, you know, show them around and being part of the culture.
And it's not just Darden. It's Keenan Flagler
right.
in North Carolina and anyone else?
Yes, we're having students for the first time from ESA in Barcelona.
Oh, great.
So we might have like 20 students from each school.
Uh-huh.
Plus our 80 wow. students.
And then they'll be put into teams throughout
right.
the week.
We mix them all.
Mm-hmm.
So in our team, in one team might be, it's usually like 4 IPADE students, 2 Darden, 2 Keenan Flagler, and 2 ESA in one team.
Great.
So it's 10 more or less per team. And they work together all week.
It sounds very intense, but some of the students who were there last year were at the meeting today, and
right.
they said it wasn't. It was just right. It wasn't to the point where they were so exhausted, but they really felt it was a nice mix. And that sounds like that's important to you, to make it a good mix.
Yes. I think we have, as I said before, it started like a very academic program,
mm-hmm.
and through the years we have learned that you know, having interaction, having fun, it's also part yeah. of the experience. So now I think we're at the point that we finally got the perfect balance
yeah.
between an academic, cultural, social, and practical experience. And I think we are very happy with the format.
And there really are business opportunities in Mexico, and that's really the gist of all of this, right? To
right.
learn about the opportunities there and the economy yeah. and so forth.
Yes, one part is, you know, just seeing what has happened in Mexico in the past years,
mm-hmm.
but also another part of the program would be what other opportunities are out there with MBA students, you know, about to finish their program or a year from finishing their program with a good trusting relationship among right. them, and they can come up with, okay, you're there, I'm here, we both have an interest, I have an idea, or you have an idea, let's partner and let's do whatever comes up. So that's one of the goals of the week.
Well, thank you for joining us, and hopefully we'll have a whole slew of Darden students to see you over spring break.
It will be our pressure, and yes, hopefully we'll have a good group going down.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's our discussion with Beatriz Guzman of the IPADE School of Business in Mexico City. The GBE to Mexico is scheduled for March 8th through the 12th. Now, two of the GBEs this year are open to Darden alumni. The trip to Mexico and the GBE to India are being offered to students and Darden alumni. If you'd like information about any of the GBEs, go to the Darden website and click on Darden Around the Globe. It's located under the Navigate Darden tab, Darden Around the Globe. We'll talk more about the upcoming GBEs in future podcasts. That's it for this edition of the Darden Business Cast. A new podcast is posted each Friday afternoon in several places, among them the Darden website, iTunes, and Podcast Alley. We invite you to listen each week for the events, news, and newsmakers of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business on the Darden Business Cast. Thanks for listening. For our editor, Gary Peters, I'm Ken White, wishing you a safe, happy, and productive week.
If you have comments or feedback, please email us at communication@darden.virginia.edu. Darden Business Cast is a production of the University of Virginia's Darden School of Business, along with Darden Media and the Office of Communication and Marketing.